Chapter 3. As we rode away from the Argo cottage, Miles watched us from the door. Jane had unchained him, since we had no idea how long we'd be away. Neither he, she, nor I harbored any delusions about what he'd be up to in her absence. When he was out of sight, Jane asked,
"Since I'm working for you now, trying to find a long-lost pirate and his treasure, shouldn't you tell me who our client is?"
"Not the treasure, just the pirate," I repeated. "And the client is..." I hesitated because I knew what her reaction would be. "Angelina." Her eyes opened wide.
"Angie!"
Jane barked, laughing loud enough to startle birds from the nearby trees. My horse Baxter tossed his head, annoyed by the sharp, shrill noise.
"The great Ice Queen Angelina hired you to find her old pirate boyfriend?"
"Yes."
"That's crazy. I've been passing through Nacida and stopping at her tavern for years, and I've never seen her interested in a man. Or a woman. Or anyone."
"Yeah. She's been the reigning misanthropy as long as I've known her. But I think this guy Edward Tew is the reason." Jane giggled like a princess with a secret.
"Crazy? That's the only word. Angelina in love? That's like imagining me cooking dinner. So where did they meet?"
"Watchorn Harbor in Katovatry."
"I know it. Fairly big port. What do you think we'll find there after all this time?"
"Nothing, probably. But maybe somebody remembers them and knows what happened to Tew. It's one end of the string that's tied to our man."
"And his treasure," she added.
I glared at her. "Stop that. Seriously." She threw up her hands in mock surrender.
"Okay, you win. But you know pirates don't generally last 20 years."